Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much.
We love you, Lord. We love you. You are awesome and amazing and wonderful. And hi, guys. Judy here. Welcome, Rapture-Centric Church. This is going to be a different kind of a service tonight. I didn't open the chat room. It's not a tech demon. I did that on purpose. The Lord spoke to me today. And, again, it was one of those days where he said, do nothing and sit with me. Sit with me. See, you know, I'm always in God. Even when I'm doing a lot of things, I'm in God. We all are. Acknowledge him. But then there's these times where God calls you apart. I call it date night, when he wants to date. He just wants me to stop everything. And so that was a day like today. So that's where I don't do anything. He's been calling me to rest quite a bit lately. He had me flat on my back for 5 months, and then he's gave me permission to hike and do my thing, and now he's speaking to me, guys, and I take my position here at Rapture-Centric Church really seriously. Jesus is our pastor. I would never do anything aside from asking and getting his permission, and today he told me something, and he spoke to me. He said he wanted his people to be so very close to him, to stop everything and to be so very close, and I'm on the verge of tears right now, guys, because God is speaking, okay, and there's several of us here at Rapture Centric Church that he has asked to keep the order, just to be the bouncers, to open up the phone lines. And as such, I take that seriously. I do it in the PM. Tana and Michelle and Carol do a beautiful job of that in the AM. They follow the Holy Spirit's leading. And tonight the Holy Spirit is telling me to encourage Rapture Centric Church to take this time. I'm feeling really soaked up right now. Sorry. Joe's on the line. He wants us to take this time that we would normally fellowship as a body together and spend this 2 hours with him. That's why I didn't open chat. I will open chat later tonight, because I know we want to fellowship, of course, but the Lord is jealous. He told me to do this. So I hope that as a body we can all take time right now to pray, to spend time with the one-on-one, drop every distraction. And hi, Joe. Thanks for
calling. Hi, Judy. Oh, of course, sister, of course. I'm very excited for tonight's service. I'm just finished work for the day, which something beautiful about manual labor. It even talks about it in the Word that, you know, it brings you closer to the Lord, just having that time, just the time with no, you know, you're stuck to, you know, nail and hammer, so you're not in your iPhone or this and that. So I just finished. Now I'm sitting under a maple tree. And once we're done, I'm going to shut off my phone and take a walk, probably sit under this tree for about an hour and then take a nice walk, spend some time with just the Lord. That's it. No one else.
Praise God. Yeah, Joe and I talked before the service because I wasn't answering my phone today, because when the Lord tells me stuff, like, I want you to be alone, and I wasn't going to answer it, but he said, you can answer it. So I answered it with Joe, and I told Joe what the Lord was telling me, and I prayed about it, because I'm never going to not have an RCC service till he gets here. He said, we will keep doing it if he comes. And I told Joe what the Lord was telling me, and then my son and I prayed over it, and God told my son, yes, Mom, God's saying that's right. I always like to just confirm, you know, when God does stuff, because I don't want to do anything outside of God, and he's been so gracious to give me my little 10-year-old and fall on him so powerfully, and he hears God, and he said, no, Mom, God says that's good, that's okay. So what we're going to do tonight, family, and Joe just said how he's going to do it. He's going to sit under a tree for an hour and then take a walk.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm going to let, you know, the Lord tell me. You know, last night I worked all day. Even Joe, my friend who works with me, said, I'm going to sleep well tonight. The Lord had me in Scripture until past daylight. You know, I'm not even tired. I'm fine. But, like, revealed so much to me last night. But it's kind of because I didn't have any, you know, I was ready, just laying there trying to sleep. You know, if I'm normally playing my guitar, this and that. So, yeah, I'm really going to use this time to completely, I'm going to ask, you know, Lord, you want me to take a walk? You want me to, you know, show me something, tell me something, you know? And it really does, brothers and sisters, I thought this is the greatest idea and couldn't agree more. Like, this is how you know, it's all about a personal relationship. And, yes, we fellowship with one another, build each other up, talk about our relationships. But no one can tell you how to have a relationship with your Lord. He made each and every one of us different. That's why each and every one of us can be his best friend. If any two were alike, he'd like favor one more than the other. We're all that different, and he wants to show us so much. He wants to tell us so much, but we need to not only ask, but then take the time to fully detach from this world, these distractions, and you will get the answers you seek. I guarantee you.
Amen. The Lord was really talking to me this morning. He was saying, you know, people are discouraged, so I made a video. And, you know, he doesn't want you discouraged, right? He wants, listen, it's normal. It's part of being raptured to go up and down. That's not what I'm talking about. But, like, overall, our position is one of powerful. We are not a pathetic bride. We are powerful, and that is our testimony to the world. And the only way that you can stay powerful is if you are talking to God day in and day out. Every moment you have a live and real relationship, you know, and I know you know that. I know everyone here knows that, but I'm just going to encourage that. The Lord is really calling us a separate and aside and apart to be a light first to him and to receive his light and then to this world until he gets here. Guys, he is coming. He is coming. Please look at all of the signs, and I guarantee you, if you take this next 2 hours that we would normally fellowship, I just want to encourage you. This is the Lord prompting in me. Of course, you're free to do what you want, but here's what he's telling me to do, how he wanted to do tonight, was to encourage everyone in the bride and at RCC who's listening to take this 2 hours now. I'm going to end the show and make it just a date time with the Lord, okay? Just stop everything you're doing if it's possible, okay? And get with him. He's going to reveal things. He told me he wants to reveal things to people. He wants to give them their own manna even more than we've ever had. I'm excited. He's been speaking to me today a lot. And I want to encourage you, bride, get with him. And then please, if we're here tomorrow, call in the morning show, call in the evening show and share it. I'll open up chat in a few hours. We don't ever want to be cut off. But I'm doing it this way at the Lord's prompting. And I appreciate everybody taking this, you know, the Lord yourself. And then there's power when we as a body do something together. That's like when I play the worship songs, you know. I'm not kidding around. Like when we worship, if we do it as one, we will get special blessings. A lot of times in the early days when I was playing the worship, we were all getting the same vision. So let's do this as one body, guys. Let's take a date time right now as one body. Take this time where we would normally be on the air and in the chat room and spend it one-on-one with the Lord and come back and say what the Lord has done, what he's revealing, what he's showing us. Because I guarantee you, he told me today, he said, I'm speaking to all of creation. And I just declare that our ears and our eyes and our hearts will be open. Oh, Father, we love you. We declare that we will hear. We will hear what you're speaking to us, Father, words of encouragement, words of wisdom, prophetic words. We are a holy and anointed and prophetic generation, and we are the last generation, the last living in the last hour of grace, Father. And we know these are important times, Father. And we want to live them wisely. We want to be a light till you get here. And in Jesus' name, I just declare over all of us, myself, my family, your family, will hear the voice of God and none other. We will declare it boldly what he shares. We will come back together as a body, and we will share. Thank you, Lord, for this special time. Is there anything else you wanted to share, Jeff?
That's just a right on amen to that. And, again, I'm just looking forward to this. I wouldn't be surprised if the Lord translated us tonight during this 2 hours period. Again, it's so important, the personal time. So, yeah, again, the time you take to sit and chat and talk on the phone, go somewhere, wherever. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do. Ask the Lord what to do. But really, please, like, do this. This is going to be awesome.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to this, you guys. We're doing this as a body. I hope that, and I'll, like I said, I'll open up chat in a couple hours. I hope it'll let me. I'm pretty sure it will. If not, it was a demon. That's my heart is to open it up after the 2 hours. And if it doesn't get open, it's because it didn't work. But,
I'm sure there'll be someone in chat, Judy, that had an experience or revelation, if not a few people.
I'm feeling it, too.
Yeah.
We're going to end the service now. I'm going to put on the final countdown, guys. This is it. I won't be surprised if we go up today either. And I love you. I love you, church. I love you, Joe. I love you, everybody that called. I see Tana and Pat and Alana and Keith. You're on the line, but I'm ending the service. I'm not ignoring you. I love you guys.
This love
is
you
what
guys.
The Lord is. Yep, love you. It's just being faithful to do what God's telling me to do. I love you guys, and let's just worship the Lord and hear from him and come back and share. Okay? God bless everybody.
Amen.
Amen.